This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back. Well, as Mike told you, and I was glad that he was here to help introduce me to all of you, I'm Alan Keyes, and we're going to be talking in the next hour or so. We'll be continuing the discussion of the threat that is posed by the coronavirus, but in several different dimensions, because I'm hoping that we'll be able to bring things together a little bit. And the word that always comes to my mind when I'm trying to do this is synoptic, in which you bring different elements of what's in front of you together to try to see how they may relate, not only to one another, but to a common goal that somebody might be trying to achieve. First thing I would tell you is that kind of thinking used to be second nature to many people in the United States, whether they knew it or not. Because that was a common sense way for people who were steeped in the Bible to think about things. The Bible is presented in such a way that everything that goes on is presented in the context of God's intention. So everything you read, in the end, your mind is relating it to the intention of God. It is instruction in strategic thought. And it goes on constantly, and I think that it had something to do with the way in which Christian folks, when they put their mind to it, could be reasonably good at dealing with events in the world in such a way that countries that had Christian populations could handle these things when they were of a mind to understand God's instruction. And I think that's very important. And it's also, by the way, and this is very important to think about in the context of InfoWars and all the heavy breathing that goes on when you're dealing with people like Alex Jones and others who are in the business of helping people both understand the events, but then put them together in the context of what could be their strategic objective. See? And it's called, they always call it conspiracy thinking. Right? Now, we'll leave aside the meaning of the word conspiracy and the spiritual import of that. We'll get to that at some point. But right now, I would like you to concentrate on the fact that what they call conspiracy thinking is simply people who get together and think in two ways. One, as if they have a common objective that they're trying to achieve and they need to coordinate, and they breathe together, talk together in order to achieve that coordination. The other, of course, is the assumption you have to make that you are working against opposition, working against an adversary. And that's where they always say, well, that's paranoia to think that everybody's out to get you. Well, it was also second nature, by the way, to the Christian way of thinking, that you thought of life as an endeavor in which you always had an adversary. That adversary had a name, Diaboles, it was called the devil, and he was always working to get you. Which is to say, to destroy your prospect of happiness and salvation. Maybe some people would think that's not a useful way to think, but it turns out to be very useful as a common sense way to think when you're dealing with an environment that's full of dangers where you have to be able to cope with those dangers effectively by using the great faculty that God gave us to think ahead and not just to react to pokes and prods in the present. Everything about the present media seeks to get us to be like animals, reacting to the pokes and prods of our senses and our emotions and our passions, when our great gift is to be able to see things in a perspective that allows us to see the orderly way in which they may be progressing toward an outcome that is either good or terribly bad for us. That's the kind of thinking that goes on here on InfoWars. It's the kind of thinking that I do all the time because my time in government accustomed me to do it on behalf of the American people. It's desperately needed in these times that we are in. So I hope all of you who have gathered here realize that you must put out of your mind the notion that so-called conspiracy thinking. Every time you hear the word, substitute the word strategic thinking. And remember that we are, in fact, in a battle. And that right now, an aspect of that battle is critically coming to a head. We'll be talking with someone who understands some of the components of it and how they relate to various aspects, especially the economic as well as the health and governmental aspect and political aspect of our lives with G. Edward Griffin coming right up. And I'll be joined by the person who has been the inspiration for IMTV, Bob Sisson. We'll be right back after these words.
Three weeks ago, we told you the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, at InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered, not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Under my thumb, the girl who... Welcome back. Well, first of all, let me take the great pleasure to introduce my good friend, the inspiration for IMTV, where I do a lot of my broadcast work as well these days, Bob Sisson. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Hello, everybody. Good to be here.
Bob shares with me a sense of the priorities that we have to address here, beginning with the need to look at everything from the perspective of a God at work. But he also shares a sense of appreciation for all the good folks who are out there battling to keep on bringing the truth, keep on inspiring people to think about that truth in a way that actually reflects our common sense and our determination not to be cowed and intimidated and terrorized out of our commitment to do what is right by God and by the better destiny that he has in mind for us and our families and our country. I'm glad to be on InfoWars and joining in what has been one of the most far-sighted battlers for this very idea of what needs to be done on behalf of the American people. And we'll be talking to G. Edward Griffin, who has made a tremendous contribution to understanding some of the elements of this battle and the way in which they work together. I also want to say that I'm happy to be helping out with an enterprise that is supported by all the work to help people be prepared. And instead of just giving in to sickness care, take care of their health, take care of their nutrition in a way that contributes to greater vitality. And I say that from personal experience because I know that the products that are being offered here, I've tried them and I use them every day. And that power pack that they have, the AM-PM power pack, well, I wouldn't be so energetic this morning except that I have been on a regular customer in that regard. I just wanted to start out by saying that, because I think it's important to remember that beyond the theoretical ways in which we're trying to help equip people to think about these great events in the world, one of the priorities has to be to take care of yourself, remembering that our lives are a gift from God that he intends us to use for good purpose, for our families and for our communities. And right now, folks who are willing to think like we do are critical to the future of America. And I'm glad that you're here, Bob, because you're one of the folks who has been very inspirational to me in pursuing that path and being a fellow traveler on it. And we're going to be welcoming G. Edward Griffin.
Yes,
who
yes.
is a good friend of yours.
I spent some time with him this past weekend in Houston and very excited to see him again.
Well, yes. Well, let's do that.
Oh.
G. Edward, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
A lot of you will know G. Edward as the author of a famous and influential, historically renowned book called The Creature from Jekyll Island. He's also author of a book called World Without Cancer. That in itself illustrates the various perspectives. I mean, someone who is looking at things from the point of view of economics, as we call it, and what is happening with and has happened with the world of our human labor and endeavors and money. Someone who's also looking at it from the point of view of health. But that is simply one shred of the eclectic approach that you have taken over the years, G. Edward. And my first question for you is, as you're sitting here looking at all of this reporting on the coronavirus and what its consequences might be, what are your thoughts?
Oh, well, let's see. I have a bucket full of thoughts on this. I guess the main thing that comes to mind that perhaps is the biggest thing of all, even above the issues that we're hearing about, is the fact that we live in a world of theater. Especially when everything that we're getting comes through a media, through channels which we know are very extremely controlled, and we know that they're used to engineer our opinions. We know that there's a great filter involved, and so there's a. I think I keep having to tell myself, wait a minute, Ed. Don't forget, you're looking at a great theater production here. This might not be exactly what it looks like. And then, as you said, Alan, this we have to think strategically, not from the point of view of a conspiracy, but, they are out to get us. Let's face that. And I don't mean that in a paranoid way. I mean, as you said so well, that there's in any endeavor where there's competition, there's opposition, there's somebody on the other side pushing back. Now, they may not be out to get you, but they're certainly out to manipulate you or capture you in some way or take advantage of you. So we know that this is going on everywhere. And so, and especially if we're getting all of our information from the mass media, you asked me what I was thinking, and I keep thinking, how could they be manipulating that information to trigger me to want to do something that they want me to do? And so that's what I was thinking about today.
Well, one of the things that I think has to come to mind is that part of shaping the narrative is in what they show. But a good part of it is in questioning what they don't show. For instance, right now, I've been reading this morning about how Africa and South America appear not to be showing a lot of cases of coronavirus infection. The other side of the equation, however, is that we're being warned as Americans that we have to prepare for the community spread of the new coronavirus. And the fact that it may just kind of explode in our communities at some point with large numbers that we would have to cope with. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I've also read stories that talk about the distribution of test kits and methods that don't extend to Africa and to places in South America, poorer countries. And you put all of that together, and I'm wondering to myself, does that mean that at some point we could face an explosion in South America, an explosion in Africa, an explosion on the borders of the United States, that suddenly confronts us simultaneously with a crisis of our own health at home and a much larger influx, much larger pressures already organized against us to collapse our borders. And suddenly what they're not talking about becomes terribly important in terms of trying to figure out what may actually happen. Am I wrong?
Oh, no, I don't think you're wrong. Well, Alan, you're never wrong. We know that. You're always
I wish.
You're always on track. And I'm glad you mentioned that they're not talking about Africa at the moment. And it takes me back, when you said that, it took me back to the HIV, the AIDS scare, if you remember. The first thing we were hearing is that Africa is being wiped out by the AIDS virus. And every day we got increasing numbers, more deaths. And this, if this continues, ladies and gentlemen, by the middle of this, the end of the century, that was the last century, well, there'd be nobody alive in Africa. And, oh, it was terrible. And, well, I had a chance, I discovered almost by accident, some of the real statistics coming out, and I discovered that, yes, the AIDS numbers were going up at alarming proportions, but I noticed that on the other page or three pages later, they were showing the total deaths for Africa and all these areas, and the total deaths were exactly the same as they had always been, the number of the ratios and proportions. The total deaths were holding, but the AIDS deaths were skyrocketing And I suddenly got it. Oh, my gosh. People are dying of the same things they always have been. Nutrition, disease, poor hygiene, pneumonia even, and things like that, infections of all kinds. But they were relabeling them as AIDS in order to achieve their propaganda goal. Yeah. And I saw something recently that in China, for example, there is a coronavirus called viral pneumonia. We forget that pneumonia is a coronavirus. And in China, I'm going to give a number. I think it's, if it's not accurate, it's very close. Every year, over 1 million people in China die of pneumonia. Wow. So if that's not a pandemic, if that's not a pandemic, then what is it?
So makes are you they wonder.
My question then is simply, are they relabeling pneumonia as coronavirus for some reason that we need to be aware of? And then we have to
think about that reason. And we'll be taking that up after the break, because I want to talk for a minute here about an interesting coincidence that has happened. It's not exactly a coincidence, but we have to factor it in as one with the present circumstances. That I saw a headline saying today that Moderna, one of the biotech firms working on all of this, has much more quickly than one would have expected released a vaccine that is going for human testing now, way sooner than it should have been. And it made me scratch my head. Now, we're going to tell you why, and I'm sure, Bob, you'll have something to say about that, and G. Edward as well, right after we get back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say. Vendavite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back. Now, before I get into following up on our conversation, I would like to mention the fact that we're going to be with you, G. Edward, this June at the Red Pill Conference. Could you tell folks a little bit about that?
Oh, yes, I can tell you about the Red Pill Expo coming up. It is an extension, Alan, as you know, of exactly the ideas that you were presenting a moment ago, that we have to be aware that some things are hidden from us. And as you get to be older and older, and you get as old as I am, you suddenly look back on your life and you think, my gosh, almost everything I used to believe in, I thought was true. I found out later, through hard experience in many cases, I found out it wasn't true at all. It was kind of a lie, or at least it was deception, and I was fooled. Well, this happens over and over again, and it seems like in this world, where there are forces of evil, as you say, there's a lot of deception that goes along with it. That's how evil works. That's how everything bad comes to us, because we didn't know something. Maybe not everything, but a high percentage of things. And so we got the idea a few years ago that we needed to just turn our attention to those things which we know, but they're not true. We know them, but we find out later, well, we didn't know it at all. We knew something that was not true. So
isn't it the case right now that that's a lot more stuff, particularly for oncoming generations? Because I am amazed at all the lies that are now being spread about in our universities and our elementary schools and so forth and so on, as if they were truths. And yet they turn out not to be. I think that generation is going to be desperately in need of this corrective.
Well, yes, and even some of the older generation, too, which have bought into a lot of things that are not true. Anyway, the point is that the Red Pill University is hopefully going to make a difference in that. It's based, as most of your listeners know, there's a sci-fi movie that came out about 20 years ago called The Matrix. And, of course, it was a sci-fi movie. It was kind of exciting. And when, the first time I saw it, I really didn't get it. I just thought it was an exciting, maybe kind of an extreme science fiction where, you know, people were living in a digital world and nothing was really real, even though they thought it was real. Well, anyway, as the years have gone by, not only myself, but I think millions of people have come to realize that allegory, it was really the truth. That's really what it is. We live in a world of illusion. And so I thought we could use that as sort of a meme or a theme to bring in all kinds of illusions, or what we think may be illusions, and bring all these wonderful researchers and speakers and teachers together. And we just talk about this, that, and the other thing.
Well,
and we started it. And so anyway, you're going to be at our next one, and I know you're going to dispel a lot of illusions.
Right, and Dale Bigtree's going to be there, and that's redpilluniversity.org for those of you who would like to look that up on the Internet and maybe help out, contribute, be a part of what we're doing down there. We're expecting upwards of 1,000 people because this is where this book was written about. The Creature from Jekyll Island. So we're going to be there, and that's in June of this year. Y'all come out.
And I hope that you will attend, because I think you're going to find that a lot of folks who attend the conference will be helping folks to start being comfortable. And I think that's really important in terms of the kind of strategic thinking that I was mentioning before. And that strategic thought includes the fact that I was just noticing this the last couple of days. One headline that I saw quite a while back in January, before this thing had fully preoccupied everybody's mind, but it was out there already, had a headline, "How fast can biotech come up with a vaccine for the latest outbreak?" Right? And it talked about some of the biotech companies. Amongst them was a company called Moderna that was looking for, to develop a vaccine. And they talked about how it would take years, possibly, usually, to develop a vaccine. It would then have to be human tested for weeks and weeks, 16 weeks and so forth. The other day, in a remarkably short period of time, all things considered, Moderna has come out and said they've sent on a possible vaccine for testing that could deal with this novel coronavirus that has just come out. And I'm sitting there, I'm sorry, y'all, but my strategic mind went, that's pretty quick. How did that happen? And suddenly the possibility comes to my mind, G. Edward, that this narrative, which has the salvation of everyone lying in some push to get everybody vaccinated with this new vaccine they've come up with, seems like a remarkable coincidence, don't you think?
Well, I think it's not only a remarkable coincidence, it's a very profitable coincidence. And if you have the sort of suspicious mind that I do, you start looking at those things almost the first thing out of the gate. And unfortunately, you usually find, you know, the old saying, if you follow the money, you can discover a lot of things. And you're right on target. And hidden in that whole scenario, or that theater, as I call it, is the assumption that the vaccines would be the solution anyway. What if they did have a real vaccine? Wait a minute. Let's look at the premise. Are you certain that the vaccine industry, I mean, vaccines in general, are you sure that's really the hot way to go, or is there something better? Could we be like cattle being driven by the temptation of food and water, being driven into first the lot and then finally in the chute for something because we're hungry and thirsty? And so if we're looking and hungry and thirsty for a solution to this, to a pneumonia virus that's been relabeled as something different, maybe it is a different strain, I don't know. Don't forget, this is just a theory now or suspicion on my part. Are we really being led into the chute? So that we'll line up and say, "Oh, hurry, where's my vaccine? Where's my vaccine? Is this
right?" And we've been told this for years now, that they're going to create a pandemic and then they're going to come along with the solution and they're going to vaccinate us all. And that's how they plan on really getting it out there. So
Bob, don't forget, and what if people like you and me, and we say, "Hey, wait a minute. We're not going to take any of these bloody vaccines."
Never.
We don't think they're... Then what happens? We're quarantined, we're imprisoned.
Right.
They've locked down the system. Now, think ahead, everybody. Where is this going? Is it just is it really an outbreak, or is it part of a grander picture?
Well, speaking of thinking ahead, and Mike Adams had a show the other day where he was saying, be prepared, have colloidal silver, and the second thing he mentioned was chlorine dioxide. And that's something that I have a lot of experience with. I've been using it in Africa for years and years and years. We've seen it cure malaria in 2 hours. We'll have a documentary coming out on that pretty soon. That's going to be exciting. But we've not seen anything that it doesn't take care of. So while you still have time, and ladies and gentlemen, this is dirt cheap. We can cure 800 people of malaria for $1. No one to follow the money. G. Edward just told you.
See, one of the great problems is that you've got possible cures, possible help, but the folks have a double agenda. You mentioned one, G. Edward, which is money. The other, I think, is always the same. It's power.
Mm.
And what we need to be asking ourselves right this minute is, if we have a humanly engineered virus, everybody keeps forgetting this didn't happen naturally, and we need to think that through, which connotes ill will toward human life. We then have a bunch of people now competing to get power water into their hands in this country, who stand on abortion and other things, that connotes ill will toward human life. They offer you a vaccine that has very questionable side effects, raising all kinds of difficulties with autism and other things. Can folks like this be tried?
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets. But everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods to high-quality water filtration and air filtration to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Now, I can't start without saying, I have to say that you're obviously clear that in order to think about the world we're in right now, You have to be in reasonably good shape, and your mind should be pretty clear, because the fog of war is all around us, and without a clear mind, you're not going to get through it. And I'm so glad to be associated with the line of products that Alex Jones is offering to help keep people in both those conditions. Nutrition will keep you feeling like you really can stay engaged in the world, and it'll help to clarify your thoughts that you're getting all those wonderful little trace elements and other things packaged in a way that will help to bring it all together, improve the health of body and mind together, and you'll be able to sit like I am right now and host a show like this without difficulty. I've got to tell you, I haven't always felt this way, but I think working with these folks and with the products that Alex produces has helped a lot. So keep that in mind, because you really need to be prepared right now to think your best, even as you stay prepared to deal with what's coming at us in a future that's starting to look fairly complex in terms of the decisions we'll be called upon to make as a people. Now, among those decisions, we'll be dealing with this narrative with coronavirus. We were just talking about the vaccines and things of this kind. It seems to me, in many ways, G. Edward, we're dealing with a situation in which we're faced with one danger being herded into another that has its drawbacks in terms of the effect it's going to have on our lives and the lives of our posterity, judging by the effects of vaccines. Could you talk about that a little bit and all the fuss that's being made, even if you bring this subject up?
Well, yeah, that is a huge topic because unfortunately, we're humans, and I guess that means, when I was thinking that, that means that we were born with a herd instinct. We like to follow along with the herd. I guess it's something that helps us in a primitive state survive against predators or something. Cattle always are in herds. Most mammals travel in tribes or herds. Supposedly for their own protection. But when it gets into the social environment and the political environment and the economic environment, even this carryover of wanting to do what everybody else is doing is sort of a subliminal reassurance that we're safe. It can be very dangerous. And so I was talking a moment ago about the fact that the media, this little box in front of us, and the pictures and the sounds that actually become our reality in terms of viewing the outside world. Most of us live inside our homes or our office space, and we travel the same road back and forth. But our view of the outside world is through that little screen in front of us and the sounds that come through it. And that's all channeled, as I've said before, by people who don't really want us to know everything. They like us being in sort of a state of blind, trusting ignorance, because that way we don't resist while they take advantage of us. And I don't think that's a paranoid statement. I think most people recognize that that's true. So now you ask me, well, you know, how do we deal with that? I think I'm going to go back to the very first thing I said. Accidentally, it turns out to be more or less our theme. Well, you said it first, Alan. You got to think, how did you put it? What's the word you used?
Strategically,
yes. Yeah, it's much better than conspiratorially. It's sort of the same. But no, strategically, that's. I just think that it's time for us, or past time for most of us, to realize that even though we're herd we have this herd instinct and we're herd animals, we got to think in terms of, why can't I be the leader? Why can't I be the lead cow? I should do something about that, you see, and break out of that mass.
You're saying that reminds me that this is supposed to be a government of, by, and for the people. And what folks often forget about that, because we're being encouraged to think about what leaders we choose and how's that leader doing and how's that other leader doing and so forth. The word in German for leader, by the way, as I recall, was Führer.
Oh.
We don't have a Führer system. Our system isn't based on the this or that outstanding individual, moneyed individual, powerful individual being worshipped by the masses, so we all follow along like herd animals after them. We actually are supposed to have a system based on the choice and therefore the common sense initiative in understanding and in action of the people themselves. One thing I love about Alex Jones, the products and the approach that is taken to things in this world, is that they encourage people to get the knowledge that allows them to think for themselves. It's why you will hear alternatives here that aren't being presented in the narrative that wants you to say, well, this is terrible. I need to depend on that leader and the other party and the other socialist and the other this and that that's going to solve everything for me. Not going to happen, y'all. They'll solve the problem of having the burden of that kind of leadership because they'll take it from you. And one of the areas in which they've been continually doing this is economics. One last word. We've got about under four minutes left in the segment. And we'll have to get back to this. I'll have to have you back. The other thing that caught my mind in terms of your thinking and your writing is that we just saw a dive in the stock market and the implication that's being drawn from China of terrible days ahead that will burden our economic life in the world and in the United States. Now, I hate to be one of these sort of strategic prodders, but it's not convenient. I mean, we would be approaching an election the way we did in 2008 when the stock market crashed and lo and behold, what was a neck and neck race between McCain and Obama suddenly became Obama's thing. Are we facing another manipulation? And you have a strong sense of these banking systems and all that. Is it possible that this panic could be translated into those terms to affect the election?
Oh, I think it's more than possible. I think it's we have to put that on the likely list. I was smiling as you were talking. We were talking about maybe they're trying to crash the economy for political reasons, and the stock market is being hammered down. And I'm thinking the stock market has been inflated for so long. If it's going down, it's going toward where it should be. That's not that I want it to be there, but the only reason it is high is not because of natural forces, not because of the free market, but because of manipulations of the market. It kind of reminds me when I hear on the news that, well, the dollar went up today. Oh, isn't that wonderful that the dollar is stronger today and by comparison with the other currencies of the world? And everybody says, oh, yeah, that's good. I guess the dollar is doing really well. And what they don't realize is that all currencies around the world, being fiat currencies, are in free fall. And they're all falling. And one might start to fall a little faster than the other one. And that makes the other one seem like, oh, it rose in comparison to the other, you know? And so the dollar is now above the one. The mark or whatever it is. And everybody said, oh, hooray for the dollar, but they don't realize the dollar is still falling. And so my thought on that is that the market, if we judge the economy by what the stock market is doing, we have stepped right into that bear trap. Because the stock market is totally manipulated. And they can put it up or put it down for whatever reasons they want.
Well,
and it's not just... go ahead. Yeah, okay.
I was just going to say that last point suggests to me, and we're now 1 minute from out, but I think, well, we'll have to have you back and talk about this specifically a little more in depth at some point. But the point that I would like to leave with everyone is that you put everything we've been talking about here together. And the first prerequisite is that you start not looking at these things as discrete entities, but think as a general has to think. What is the enemy up to? This is not paranoia. This is simply taking account of the real facts of our situation, which have always put pressure on the most uniquely self-governed people in the history of the world. Do we still have the capacity to handle that challenge? That's what's going to be decided in the course of the next months, I believe, before our upcoming election. So the economic implications, their impact on what could be the choice we have in November, we can't allow ourselves to be misled by any kind of panic. We need to keep our eyes on the essential points. And we have been talking about them here on this show. We'll continue to do so in the context of this coronavirus. Join us again.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I'm ashamed right now as a man. The left's always telling me, be ashamed that you're a man, that all men are rapists, and that the male part of the human species is bad. I'm like, oh, that's ridiculous, shut up. But then I listen to an NPR report, and I've got the transcript right here, of them endorsing Bernie, writing an essay for a newspaper about how he dreams of women bound and tied up being raped. And then Avenatti says on The View and on other shows, I dream of women in handcuffs.
All of my sexual fantasies involve handcuffs.
These people aren't liberals. They're psychotic control freaks. I'm a father of three daughters and a son. And I've never seen conservatives or patriots or Christians attacking women like this. But I see the left allied with radical Islam that literally attacks female rights at its core. But I get it. If you're going to attack the goddess in the archetype, you've got to claim you are the protector of it. And think about how sick that is. Here is the NPR article with the production, the show they did, that you've got to listen to, man. Them trying to defend this is incredible. The Bernie Sanders rape fantasy essay explained. When I saw this earlier today, I saw Owen Schroeder on air covering, and I thought, is that a joke? He goes, no, here's the NPR article. I went and listened to it. I'm overwhelmed right now. He fantasizes about tying women up and raping them. And he's got every Islamic and every liberal woman just bowing down. It's like the pimping. It's true. You treat women great. You empower them like America did. America sucks. You're a dirty communist that talks about all these free things. I'm going to rape you. And the women love it. It's sick. But most women don't love it, but leftist women do. You folks, you've got to go read these quotes. You've got to go listen to it yourself. We'll post this and put links under it. I'm not going to play the clips here. A man goes home and masturbates. His typical fantasy, a woman on her knees. A woman tied up, a woman abused. Funny, Bernie, I never had that fantasy. I thought about a woman loving me and wanting to embrace me and jumping on me and loving me and us enjoying each other and like together. I never thought about her tied up on her knees, man. A woman enjoys intercourse with a man as she fantasizes being raped by three men simultaneously. No, dude, that's your freaked out, crazy, inbred globalist brain, man. That's not what women are fantasizing about. The man and woman get dressed up on Sunday, go to church, or maybe to a revolutionary political meeting. Have you ever looked at a stag man hero through magazines on the shelf of your bookstore? Do you know why the newspaper with the articles like Girl 12 raped by 14 men sell so well?
I never read that. I didn't know that sold so well, Bernie. Don't know what bookstores you go to. I don't know how you do it up there in Soviet Russia where you honeymoon, but here in America, we put our women on a pedestal and we all rape them. But I get it. You're all about raping freedom and raping America and raping colleges you take over and just con off. You have this satanic belief you're going to rule us, Sanders. You're not. You're going to fail miserably, Sanders.
Who cares about the Congress? Who cares about the separation of powers? Who cares about the Constitution of the President? I'm the President of the United States. I have all of the power.
So, here's your God, Sanders supporters. Dreaming about raping women, it goes on and on. And then Biden's like French kissing his nieces and acting like a psychotic goblin. I mean, the tolerance of good people of evil has brought us to this point. And so, like they say in V for Vendetta, if you want to know who's behind all this, just look in the mirror. There are those that are more responsible and they will be dealt with. But if you want to know who's behind all this, just look in the mirror. I want a clean break with you people.
Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic, you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
I go to these Democrat events, these Bernie Sanders events, and I see how dehumanized and how destroyed they are. It just depresses me. I don't feel powerful in how devoid and divorced from humanity they are. And then I look at the head of the Young Turds, Sink and how he like worships and praises raping animals. And it's just like, the left's like, raping animals is good. It's a freedom we have. And then they endorse NAMBLA, they endorse bestiality. I'm like,
if I were the ruler, the benevolent dictator of the world, I would legalize bestiality where you are giving, where you are pleasuring the animal.
Have we lost our soul? Do we not have our humanity anymore? Can we not say no to this? And then I see InfoWars that was right about the coronavirus being man-made and right about Trump was going to win and right about vaccines being dangerous and right about fluoride being bad. And I see how we're censored. And it's not that I'm mad that we're censored. I'm mad that more people out there put up with this than those that fight back against it. When clearly the pro-human initiative is strong and has a good vision. And our inclination as humans is to be upwardly mobile and do incredible things. But we give ourselves over to the power of the media and the corporate system that intimidates us and threatens us if we don't serve it. The threat is submitting to it. The great battle, the great empowerment is fighting it. And the fight lives at InfoWars.com. We fight for humanity. We fight for justice. We fight for life. We fight for a pro-human future. We fight.
I'm the President of the United States. I have all of the power.
Joey, we have something here for our special visitors. Would you like to have it?
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Sure. You ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Well, who said they like Coke?
Me.
You tell me about that.
I like Coca-Cola.
Oh, Coca-Cola. All right, but who knows about cocaine? Anyone ever seen cocaine?
Yes.
Hold it, one at a time. What about cocaine? Good thing, bad thing, what?
Joey, you ever hang around the gymnasium?
Who here smokes? Let me hear, come on, raise your hand. Well, other than your parents, who smokes?
Me.
You got your smoke ready? I have seen a lot of kids who were 12 and 11 smoking.
I don't smoke.
All right.
I'm not. I don't smoke because I'm a little kid. I'm only 5 years old.
Joey, you like movies about gladiators?
Keith Vansemer powers the great line of high-quality storable food we have available at Ready Hour at InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, we're selling storable food here. What concerns me is we're a month into this, and food sales aren't going down, they're going up. You've never seen anything like this.
Never like this, and sustained. You know, it started, you know, 27 days ago, and it kind of went hyper, and it doesn't fall off. And in even recent days, it's further increasing. The semis are rolling, the chips are in, we're producing as much as quickly as possible. Possible orders that are getting in today, they're going to ship. They're going to just ship in 10 to 14 days. We're helping people prepare.
It's just something you cover.
Absolutely. You like to eat daily, and so we're just backing that up. It's the best insurance out there. You can get food today that you can eat 10 years from now at today's prices.
It's normal to sit on top storable food and guns. All our forebears did it. We've got food. We've got guns. We've got Jesus. We know how to use it.
We've got a phrase around here, Alex. It's real simple. Noah prepared.
Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, InfoWars.com. And it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored. And, you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pachinik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.